Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. Today's golden little nugget is this simple concept: do-do with purpose. Okay, just let that sink in for a sec. Now, since I'm around lots and lots of moms, after all, you ladies are my tribe, yeah, I see how much doo-dooing we do. Yes, we do-do. And not in the kind where we're hiding out in the bathroom hoping for 1 minute of peace and everyone barges in asking questions. No, not that doo-dooing. I hope you do that too, because if not, you gotta check out some stuff. But anyway, you may remember the message I recently shared about not shoulding on yourself. I mean, by that I mean taking should out of your vocabulary and instead committing to do the things you know are important and valuable to you, while acknowledging the things you're not doing are simply not that much of a priority for you right now. Do you follow? Okay, good. So as much as we should on ourselves, we also do-do. We do without stopping to take a breather, rest intentionally, and just ask ourselves the big questions like, who am I? Why am I here? How can I be the best version of myself? What is that stain on my shirt? I mean, we do, and often we forget to just evaluate our way of being and how we're showing up in the world. So another point is that let's not confuse activity with accomplishment. I can't even begin to tell you how many moms have benefited in huge ways by simply clearing out their calendars just a little bit, like eliminating the fluff in their schedules of things that they feel they should be doing, there's that word again, or are expected to do, things that don't necessarily align with their personal vision or their family vision. And that way they have the mental spaciousness to take inspired and meaningful action instead of just do-doing without purpose. Because ladies, we've got to do-do with purpose. And regardless of whether or not you ditch the extra activities to free up your schedule, somehow carve out the time somewhere to just be and not do. A space to reflect, to get out of default mode, and to just wake up to your life. And when you do this on a regular basis, it allows you to stay in a healthier place mentally and emotionally, which, let's face it, you guys, we all need that, no matter who you are. And looking at the bigger picture of our lives and how our commitments and responsibilities fit into that also keeps us, you know, it gives us a different perspective and helps keep our mood in check. Yes. Okay, I know, you're with me, right? I can feel the love. So next time you find yourself do-doing mindlessly, pause and ask yourself, why am I doing this? And pretty please, try not to answer sarcastically. Like, why am I doing this? Well, because my husband sure isn't gonna do it. That's not the answer we're looking for. Maybe something more along the lines of, why am I doing this? Well, because I get to raise my family. That is something I want and chose. And doing this helps make our home a welcoming and safe place. Yeah, so I realize that may be a little too nicely articulated for someone who's on the brink of an emotional eruption, but you get the idea. And the more you practice it, the more naturally these kinds of words will just roll off your tongue like butter. Yes, for real, it actually can happen. So a second question you can ask yourself after you reframe the situation in your mind with the first question is, do I need to be the one handling this? And again, restrain yourself from answering sarcastically, even if it takes every ounce of willpower. Call up your wise, collected self to answer this question. So for example, if your older kid can put away her own dirty laundry or your husband can wash the dishes, what's stopping you from asking them for help? Think about that one. Is it because you want things done your way? Is it because you're afraid they're going to say no or you don't want to start an argument? Just, you know, think about that for a little bit after this episode. Whatever your process is mentally with those two questions, getting down to the heart of what we are doing, why we are doing, is pretty life changing. So going forward, do with purpose, mamas. Ask yourself, why are you doing this? And are you the one who needs to be handling this? Well, that's it for today. And thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.